Good evening. It's good to be back in the Lord's house on this Friday evening. I thank God that He saved me 8 years ago, and I've never been the same. I've never been the same. And the Bible says that Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost. He showed me I was lost. And I needed to be saved. And Jesus Christ, my blessed Redeemer, saved me. Amen. Brother Alex, thank you. Thank you for that wonderful preaching. I've never heard from the book of Amos, ever. And what you preached about is half of what I'm going to be preaching as well. Going to be preaching on the white throne judgment. The day of the Lord, it's now. He can come back right now. Are you ready? Are you ready to meet Him? The book of Amos, chapter number 4, I believe verse 12. Be prepared to meet thy God. Judgment day is near. And one day, we're going to draw our last breath here on earth. And we're going to go out into eternity forever. There ain't no coming back. You'll never come back. There's only two places. One's heaven, the other one's hell. If you're saved, you're going to heaven. If you know Jesus as your Savior, you're going to heaven. But if you're lost, you won't go. You'll be left behind. And I'm scared to say this, but it needs to be preached, that us as Christians have gotten comfortable where we're at, in our pew. We hear the right kind of preaching, the right kind of singing, the right kind of fellowship. But we have become so slack, and I'm guilty too, of witnessing for Christ. Amen. We need to be lights. Because He is the light of the world. We're His lower lights. We can't save, as Brother Alex just said, we cannot save them. If I could, if God gave me the power to save, I'd save everyone on planet Earth. And we would all be in heaven. But not all of us are going to be in heaven. Because men love their sin so much that they don't want to give it up. So I'm going to be in the book of Job, chapter number 19. And I'm going to read verses 25 through 29. This is Job. Now, y'all know Job. And that man went through a lot. Lost his children. And Satan paid him a visit. But I love this, how he said in verse number 25 of Job 19, verse 25. He said, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth." Aren't you glad that Jesus lives? Glad that Jesus lives and He's sitting on the right hand of the Father in glory. And he the Bible says He did die, but He didn't stay dead. That's where people don't understand. They think He stayed dead, but He did not stay dead. He died. He died, but He didn't stay dead. The Bible says He rose from that tomb and the stone was rolled away 3 days later. 3 days later, He was in pain. He died on that cross. And the Bible says He gave up the ghost. It means He has all power to give and to take away. And he is the bestest friend I have ever found. And I love Him because He first loved me. He first loved me. Verse 26, "And though after my skin weren't destroyed this body," this body's going to be destroyed. Yeah. it's going to be in the grave, but our soul is going to live forever. Yet in my flesh shall I see God. Are you ready to see God? I don't want to die the way I am, Brother Alex. I know I'm saved. I know without a shadow of a doubt. If I passed over on this pulpit, what a way to leave this world and to be in the presence of my Savior. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of dying. But I am afraid of how I'm going to meet God, and that is the fear of God that should indwell in us. Be afraid. So we must be careful to how we live, how we act, because people see us. They see us and they know us. And people, preachers even said it, they want to see something real. So us as Christians must be as real as in here as we are out there in this world. For in my flesh shall I see God. I want to be found faithful. In Corinthians it says that a man be found faithful. And I want to be found faithful. What do you want to be found faithful in? Bible reading, prayer life, study, witness, church attendance. What do you want to be found faithful in? I think all of them are good. All of them are good. But I want to live my life for Him each and every day, because He saved me. He gave me a purpose here on earth to serve Him. Serve Him. Bible says in Romans 12, verse 1, "For I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." I want to be found faithful. Verse 27, "Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. But ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me?" Here's my text. "Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment." I'm going to be preaching on the white throne. And that's what we're going to be dealing with the most. The white throne judgment is a place where sinners go and they see God, and that is is the white throne judgment. It is a judgment that no one doesn't want to be there. It's a judgment where they do not want to see God and see God and then be banished and tormented in the lake of fire, which is hell. And so the white throne is the most dangerous place that you dwell. Hell is, but the white throne judgment covers all that. It is a place of pain and regret, a place of sorrow, a place of why did I choose this way to go? Why didn't I get saved? Why didn't I call on the Lord for salvation? One problem, sin. And sin will eat you up. And for the child of God, it's bad for me. When I sin, God chases me, and I'm glad He does. But if you say that you're saved, but the Holy Ghost does not chasten you, then you are, Bible says, you are bastards and not sons. So it'd be bad enough. So as Brother Alex said, I would be so scared that I wouldn't trust that prayer. Repeat after me, 1, 2, 3. No, I'd be scared to get across the road. I would be afraid to go to my friend's house. I'd be scared to go to work. I would be so afraid that I couldn't go to sleep that night. Oh, man. So you must be sure. Be very sure that you have been born again. Be very sure that you have been born again. And so it is the white throne judgment. That's all I'm preaching on. The what? It needs to be preached. That if sinners die without Christ, that's where they are heading to. They're heading to the lake of fire, and there'll be no turning back. There'll be no place for them to hide, no place to enjoy, no place to have fun, because there ain't no family, no fun, no fellowship in hell. The choice you make, the Bible says in Psalms that, I'm going to paraphrase, which it says, wherever you make your bed, which I'm paraphrasing, but it says wherever you make your bed, that's where you're going to be. But my heart, your heart, if you're saved, your heart should be one of stay focused on the thing, on the things of God, and enjoy the things of God, and be and be in the things of God. Enjoy life, being, you know, serving God for the rest of your life. You should. I mean, when you're saved, I mean, when God saved you, God put the indwelling of the Holy Ghost and Christ, and which is in you, the hope of glory. You will want to serve God. That's what happened to me when I got saved. I wanted to serve God. I wanted what He has for me. I wanted to live for Him. And by this word, I've read the Bible. I'm not bragging on myself, but I have read this Bible front to back 8 times. I've been saved 8 years. And I've read my Bible, which I'm not bragging. I'm nothing, but I've read this Bible 8 times. And God shown me some things. Shown me some things, and He speaks to me. I'm glad that He speaks. Aren't you glad? I'm so glad He speaks. And when you know you're saved, and when He speaks to you, you know His voice. And He speaks louder than a volume audible voice out of heaven. His word's louder than that, as the preacher said. I mean, this is the Word of God, the King James Bible. Ain't no other Bible. No siree. This is God's Word for the English-speaking people. Revelation 20, verse number 11. And I saw, it says, doom of the unbelieving dead, the last judgment. Here's what it says. And I saw a great white throne, and Him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. There is no place for them if they die without Christ. Which I'm trying to say this. I'm not going against the Word of God. I'm saying hell is not a place for anyone. No, it's not. It's God. You know what? God didn't make hell for man. He made it for the devil and his angels. And the white throne, it's going to be a sad day. There are people going there right now. Right now. And God's bringing out the books. Here it is, verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. Stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God said this is going to happen. It's going to happen. You know, one day, if you die without Christ, there's no hope for you. Choose Jesus. Give Jesus your life. He made it simple for us to understand that we are a sinner and that we need Christ. Made it plain and simple. A 5-year-old can understand. A 4-year-old can understand. Hey, Anyone can understand if the Holy Ghost gets a hold of their heart and they understand, God can and God will. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that God didn't leave us on the side of the road. Because if he didn't exist, all this would be hopeless. There would be no point of doing this anymore. We all deserve hell, but God, he don't want us to go there. And so the white throne, if you die without Christ, that's where you're going to go. You will regret. And this needs to be preached. You don't hardly hear this. You don't hardly hear this kind of preaching that got these tickle ear and they preach the good stuff, but not the hard kind of preaching that brings sinners to Christ. And sinners need Christ. They need him. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. We're going to stand before God. Could be today. Are you ready?
Amen.
Are you ready to meet the Savior?
Amen.
Are you ready to see him face to face? And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. Works won't save you. And you won't go through works. If it was that simple, if I had to be a good person to go to heaven, I would have done that a long time ago. I wouldn't even come to church anymore.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't have come to hear preaching anymore. I'd just do my own thing. But works does not get you there. Sitting on a church pew does not get you there. Having the right Bible does not get you there.
Right.
Making dinner for someone does not get you there. No, it don't. It does not get you there. It's by grace are you saved through faith and not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We are a sinner, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And the Bible also says where sin abounded, grace much more did abound.
Amen.
He pours his grace on us. And I tell you, he's a loving God.
Amen.
He loves sinners. And you know what? He loves them that are in hell.
That's right.
He loves them. But they chose the way they wanted to go, the world's way. And not God's way.
Amen.
It's a big difference. You want to go your way? You can.
Mm-hmm.
But the end thereof is death. It's death. Your way or his way? I take God's way. His way is better than my way.
Yeah.
His thoughts are higher than my thoughts. He knows what's best for me.
Amen.
For Cameron, Bobby, Kendrick. He knew one day I was going to get saved.
Amen.
Because I had a praying grandma, a praying grandpa, a preacher, Preacher Kerrigan, preached the word. And the whole church prayed that Cam would get saved someday, and they didn't stop. They can testify that they never stopped praying. And one day, one glorious day, March 14th, 2012 at 8:33 that night, Brother Alex.
Man.
Jesus saved me.
Hey.
Jesus saved my soul. And I can say so because he did.
Yeah.
He did. And I can only speak on my behalf. I can't say it for you or Brother Jimmy or Preacher Rochester or this whole church. I can only say it for Cameron Bobby Kendrick.
That's right.
And that's it. And you don't know if I'm saved.
That's right.
But I know. And I don't know if you're saved. Only you and God know.
Yeah.
You and God. And that is you and Him. And I know. All I can give you is my word. That's it. You don't know what's in me.
Yeah.
But I know what happened to me. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that He saved me.
Yeah.
If He can save someone like me, was down in my sin, doing the things of this world, looking at the things of this world, and save someone like me, He can save anyone on planet Earth.
Hey.
Because that's the Father's will. It's all means all. All means all. He didn't come to what's the word? He came to fulfill the law. He came to fulfill. He didn't come to destroy, but he is, if you want Him to.
Yeah.
It's the end of life. That's the destruction. Where you'll go if you die in your sin without Christ, and sinners are going to be in that place forever and ever if they are not saved. So please, if you're listening to me out there, please, Jesus will be the best friend you will ever have. Because He does not leave one behind. He comes and He'll save you. And He'll forgive you all of your sin. And He will. If you call on the Lord for salvation, the Holy Ghost is convicting your heart and showing you that you're lost, you can be saved. As the Bible says, whosoever, Romans 10, verse 10, for whosoever, or 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Shall. This is a no-so salvation. Amen. I'm just gonna read this last verse. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Lake of fire. That is the day of destruction. The day of destruction. The day of eternity. Just one more verse, then I'll be done. Job 21:30. That the wicked is reserved to the day of destruction. They shall be brought forth to the day of wrath. This is for real. This ain't no fairy tale. You will see God one day. And I'm just, please listen. Please don't die without Jesus.
Amen.
Don't die without Jesus. It'll be the worst day of your life. Ye that work iniquity, I never knew you. I never knew you. Prepare to meet thy God, O Israel. Be ready. But if you're saved, rejoice. If you know Him, rejoice. Again, I say, rejoice. Rejoice. Forevermore, for your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'll take Jesus. Father, I love you, and I thank you for all you've done. Lord, save that precious soul that's near as hell. God, I pray that you'll go to where they are and save them. Lord, have your will and way, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. Lord, I don't deserve it, but God, you called me, and I pray and ask you wrap me up in my calling. Thank you for Brother Alex. Thank you for using him. Lord, I pray for him, God, that you'll continue to use him, Lord. And God, I pray fill him with the Holy Ghost and make preaching what it ought to be. And Father, I pray you help me, God. And Lord, we love you. Have your will and way in our lives. We'll be careful to give you all the honor, praise, and glory. And be with us this coming Sunday through Wednesday, God, as we kick off our 23rd annual missions conference. Pray for each and every missionary that comes. And Lord, I pray for them, Lord, as they present their ministry. Be with Brother Woods, as he'll be the first to give us his ministry and preach. God, I pray for all the other missionaries that are going to be here to present their ministry and preach. God, I pray that you'll give them safe travel and mercies as they come. And God, I pray that you'll help us to love one another and love our community and love the brethren. God, I pray, Lord, we love you. Thank you for what you've done. Have your will and way and forgive us of our sins. For it's in Jesus' name we humbly pray. Amen. Amen.
If there's any good in me, give the praise to him. He began a new work when I got saved. Like Mephibosheth in Lodabar, crippled by the fall, I was headed for hell, but grace underneath me when I'd fall in the way, grace on either side when I stray. Grace above me keeps me humble in the way. Grace and mercy follow me, it's grace, amazing grace. When troubles come my way and I don't know where to turn, I bow on my knees and seek his face. When mountains are so tall, I stumble and fall. So weak I can't go on, he gives more grace. Grace underneath me when I fall in the way. Grace on either side when I stray. Grace above me keeps me humble in the way. Grace and mercy follow me, it's grace, amazing grace. When I make it home, I'll enter heaven's gates. I'll bow before the Lord and humbly say, nothing in my hand I bring, to your cross I cling. Through eternity I'll thank him for his grace. Since the day by grace my soul was saved from sin, like Moses in the cleft of the rock I'm safe in him. Not by works of righteousness, nothing I have done, I'm safe inside the rock of grace, Jesus God's own Son. Grace under me when I fall in the way, grace on either side when I stray. Grace above me keeps me humble in the way. Grace and mercy follow me, it's grace.